Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. Welcome to A Wonderful Approach Radio. This is your host, Mama Seven, and I'm so glad to be here on a Wednesday. Let me tell you, there's a lot going on, family. There's so much going on. I'm like, let me take this step by step. That's how much is going on. But I'm hoping everyone's doing well before I even get to all the good juiciness, okay? It's Wednesday. It's fast day. But how about fast is ending at, what, 6 o'clock? It doesn't get better than that. So we were fast days are winding down earlier. We're still in our whites, but hey, whites once a week as opposed to whites every day, I can deal with it. Shrine duties, I hope and pray that everybody got their shrine duties done. I think I am midway through, so I'm a little behind on mine, but I'm going to catch up tonight. I'm going to catch it up. I had to come in and just kind of take it down. It is chilly, and I'm in South Georgia, so I know it's cold in other places. But what was not cold was last week's show. Oh, my goodness. Last week's show was super hot. It was everything that we asked for. Sister Faith joined us, and she co-hosted on a really important topic, a topic that's kind of interwoven in a lot of other topics, and that is being a virtuous woman. Very, very important. The callers, they called and shared their thoughts and opinions and those key pieces that make up that virtuous woman. We did our research. We were talking about the 7 heavenly virtues: humility, kindness, temperance, chastity, patience, charity, and diligence. And so, you know, just speaking about what it takes to be that godly woman, what it takes to be that one that's going to stand. You know, all this was coming after me discovering a great book, A Woman After God's Own Heart. And so, you know, we were talking, building, and said, hey, we got to bring this to the air. Mama Khadija called in, which is always a great event. She called in and graced us with her presence and shared with us that, you know, these characteristics, these virtues can be found across the board. This is not necessarily Christian values or, you know, Islamic values. You know, these are God values. So wherever God exists, these values are going to be present. And so that was wonderful. Sister Faith shared with us, you know, how these values impact her parenting and the things that she intentionally tries to pass down to her daughters and the things that she lets her son be aware of. Hey, when you're looking at friends, when you're looking at associates, when you're looking at possible mates, these are types of things that you have to do. These are types of things you should be looking for. These are the things that should be catching your eye. So it was a really, really must-hear show. If you get a chance to check it out, you can listen. You can go to A Wonderful Approach Facebook page, and all the shows are listed there. Or you can go to awonderfulapproach.com. Spell it all out, awonderfulapproach.com. And you can get that show, all the others. You can also find out the types of things that we have coming up. I think the retreat schedule is posted. I'll check myself on that. But, you know, we have a lot of blessings coming up. And we just got finished with dedications. We just got finished gathering in Georgia. So now we're going to be getting ready to start our travel cycle all over again come January. So I'm going to give everybody a half second. That's all you get. And then we're going to go ahead and get started with what we're going to do this year. And if you have a clue of all the good stuff we did last year, understand this year is going to be even more impactful, even more events, even more people learning, developing themselves, coming into a new good, positive understanding of spirituality, positive understanding of God. And so here we are. As for those that don't know, those that are, you know, new to the program, welcome, all that good stuff. But for those that are new, I want you to understand this is a spirit-led program. Everything we do is spirit-led. You know, we, the humans, we make plans, and then God makes plans. And surely God is the better of planners, okay? So we submit to God, and God teaches us the things that we came to learn. Amen. You know, it takes a lot of heart, you know. We got to move past our hard heads. We got to move past, you know, some of these feelings. We got to do all this work to put us in a position where we are hearing God. We have to get ready to listen. God has already been speaking. God has already made it clear, whether it's in readings, whether it's in dreams, no matter what, God has given us the signs. So all we have to do now is listen, pay attention. So as all programs are spirit-led, this one follows suit, okay? So last week we were talking about these virtues. And I love, you know, Mama Khadijah came on and said, hey, look, every single one of these virtues are worth their own program. And I was like, yeah, as I was listening, I was getting excited. I said, yeah, I can see that. I can build on that. But there was one that I like. There's one that I don't think gets enough attention because it's not flashy and it's not, you know, it's beautiful in a simple kind of way. And I said, you know, I really would like to talk about that kindness. Kindness is often overlooked. Kindness can even be confused as weakness. So there are people that, you know, there's a saying, they take your kindness for weakness. And, of course, the answer to that is kindness is not weakness, but we do it. We do it all the same. So we're not going to be ignorant, immature like that. We're going to really begin to understand what kindness is. You know, to display kindness in the midst of chaos and confusion can be one of the hardest things you're going to have to do. To be kind to someone who has been inconsiderate, you know, just unworthy, to still display intentionally kindness takes more heart than you know until you've tried it. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We have to take the time to share, you know, what kindness is. You know, how do we personally feel about it? You know, because I know everybody plays the fool. No, kindness is not foolish, but people will make you feel like you're foolish when you go and you're kind to someone and you feel like they, you know, kind of poo-poo on you. You know what I'm saying? So I really want to hear from people, you know, what you think kindness is. How do you display it, or do you? You know, some of us may intentionally keep that block up to protect ourselves because when we have been kind, the world has not. Okay? I want to talk about, you know, does kindness make you feel insecure? I know when we were talking about the virtues, that was one of the things that came up. You know, how can I be virtuous? How can I do all these things and not feel like a punk? So the question is, how do I be kind? How do I be the quote-unquote nice guy or nice girl and not finish last? Because there are people that are like, man, I've done that. I've already been there for somebody. And I'm always the one that suffers. I'm always the one who comes out last. I'm always the one who doesn't get it, okay? So we need to talk about kindness, how you feel about it, how it's received, the godly values of it. You know, we need to have these conversations. So, you know, this is where we are, and this is what we're going to be doing tonight. And I would like to, you know, make sure if you would like, seeing how there's so many new callers on the line, if you would like to join the conversation, all you have to do is press 1. That's going to let the switchboard know, hey, I'd like to join the conversation. And even all you do is call in and say, hey, how you doing? I'm here. I'm listening. That's wonderful, okay? But I love to hear from people, and I love to hear the questions. There is no silly question, okay? There is no silly understanding. A lot of people want to know, how can I be kind and not set myself up to be taken advantage of? Because unfortunately, a lot of people feel if I expose myself, if I share that piece of myself, I'm opening myself up to be ridiculed, to be hurt, all of those things, just because I want to be kind. So if you'd like to share and join the conversation, please press 1 that lets me know that you'd like to speak, okay? So when we're talking about kindness, and kindness has many definitions, okay? And I'm like, no, basic definition. You know, simpler definition, okay? So definition. Kindness means gracious, kind-hearted, sympathetic attitude towards other, a willingness to do good or give pleasure. Kindness implies a deep-seated characteristic shown either habitually or on occasion by considerate behavior. Okay? Considerate behavior. All kindness means is to be considerate, to be gracious. And you know, as I'm reading this, I'm like, these are all the things I want from God. So we're sitting here. You know, I'm sitting here, not we. I'm sitting here saying, man, I sure wish people would be kinder to each other. I sure wish people would be more generous with each other. I sure wish people would understand that power of kindness. Kindness is not a weakness. It's strong. And as I'm sitting here reading, I'm like, wait a minute. These are all the things that I see in God. These are all the attributes, qualities, and things that I'm asking God to do for me. So what God is basically saying is you have the power to share with others like I share with you. How powerful is that? God gives us the opportunity to sit high level and to work on things from this position. High level. Now, I definitely wouldn't call God weak. I wouldn't call anything he does weak. The patience, oh my God, the patience that he has for us, the love that God has for us, those are high level things. And he does it with kindness. God doesn't do things and then keeps record. I don't know if y'all have ever had somebody, I don't know if you've ever borrowed money from somebody and they kept track of every dime. You know, you said you were going to pay them back Friday. They started calling you on Thursday to remind you about Friday. You know, they every not every dime, every 2 minutes, you're like, oh, my God, you know, this is not patient and kind. This is not loving. This is harassment. You know, golly, you make me feel bad. Kindness will never make you feel bad. So when we, you know, I'm asking for stories of kindness, remembrance of kindness, good or bad. But if someone has made you feel some sort of way about them giving you something or being around you or whatever, that's not kindness. Because kindness comes with gentleness, comes with patience, comes with love. So if you're feeling, oh, my God, you know, if you're feeling the weight, the burden, if you are feeling like a burden, that's not kindness, okay? So we have to begin to put some other things in place, okay? We have to move past this. One thing that I want to really, really work with people on because that's what we do. I hope everybody came with their pen and paper, because somebody is going to say something profound. Always. When this program, we stop and we wait for it, okay? So have your pen and paper ready. But I really need people to begin to understand that this kindness, it will come when you least expect it. And it doesn't always come from the person who you think should owe you. So if this person owes you, in your mind you think they owe you, that's not kindness. So if you pay me back my $10 that you owe me, that's not kindness. You know, that's an obligation. But when out of the blue, you only got 20 bucks, you're going to give me 10 because you know I need it. You know I need some gas. You know I need this. You know what I mean? That's kindness, because it didn't have to happen like that. It didn't have to happen like that. So we're going to be exploring kindness. We're also going to be exploring what kindness is. We're going to be exploring what kindness isn't. You know, how do you begin to know when people are taking advantage of you? How do you begin to know when you've gone too far in this understanding of kindness? You know, in the spirit of kindness, you may have started off in a genuine spirit of kindness, but how do you know when you may have gone too far and it has now warped into something else, something we can't use, something that's not godly? So we're going to talk about it. We're going to build on it. But I have a caller that would like to speak, so I want to say hello, and we're going to work from there. Let's see. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, Mother Seven. How are you doing this Wednesday evening?
My dear sister Omisha Yoon, how you doing?
I do great, honey. I do great.
Now, I know you know about kindness. Oh, my goodness. You, sweetie pie. Tell me about kindness, and tell me what it takes to do it, because I've seen you smile and withstand in some pretty rough situations. You know what I'm saying? How do you keep your kindness no matter what people are saying and doing?
It's a gift. I just do it. You know, if somebody needs something, if somebody needs a hug or a smile or a laugh or financial help, if I can do it, I just do it. I've had people stay with me, family, friends, people I really didn't know, stay with me. And some people I have taken care of, took them to the doctors and everything else. People have been kind to me, too. Unexpected gifts and love and kindness coming back to me, taking me, you know, do you want to go shopping with me or something like that? It's a give and take, and it's a blessing. It's just a blessing. It's a good feeling. It's love.
It's love.
Yes. Yeah, it's love.
And so, and when your cup is running over, it's easy to do. But I've seen you do it when the cup wasn't running over. You know what I'm saying? I have seen you. Oh, my goodness. It takes a lot to do that. But, you know, to me, that's about character.
Mm-hmm.
When you are at that point when you can give and you're not worried about getting it back, tit for tat and everything like that, that really speaks to the kind of woman you are, you know, and how you make things happen. So absolutely, absolutely. That is 100% it.
Yeah. And then I have the bad side of me.
Yeah.
Where one person, I have to write everything down and say, you owe me, okay? And that's because I know that person real well, and if I don't do it, he'll forget, or, I had to do something, or my car broke down, or something like that. I said, think of me as a bill, or as your landlord. I will put you out. I will take the car keys, you know, things like that. But, you know, anybody else, no, but that one person, I have to put my foot down. But on a whole, I still did it. You know, I still did it.
Right.
But it was a necessity, and out of necessity, it wasn't a gift. It was a help. And it was done out of love. And out of love, I expect you to uphold your word and say, I'm going to pay you back every month. I'm going to give you X, Y, and Z. So I think it finally got through to their brain that every month they got to pay me back X, Y, and Z. And then, you know, everything's calm, you know? So,
absolutely.
But, you know, if you know a person a certain way, then maybe it would be necessary. If not, and I can't even say it depends on what they owe you. It's just a matter of, well, are you going to get it back, or are you just going to write it off and just say,
right,
you know better next time?
Right.
You know?
Yes. It happens. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, my dear. I appreciate
you. Welcome.
And always love hearing from you. Hope to see you real soon, okay?
Okay, honey, real soon.
All right, talk to you soon. All right, see you.
Thank you, Sotapa.
Oh, Gabo. Ooh-wee. She opened up a whole lot right there in that 2 minutes. As she was speaking, I could hear my Aunt Sandy, and my Aunt Sandy has transitioned. February makes 2 years. And Aunt Sandy would always say, I can't lend you what I can't give you. And either she would give it to you or she wouldn't. And that was it. I can't lend it to you. I have to be able to give it to you or nothing. Because she was like, I'm not going to let you be burdened by giving this back. And I'm not going to burden myself by overextending myself. So, you know, I will, and I always think about that. I'm like, oof, you know, we always, you know, as a parent, oh, my God, as a parent, I just want to give. I just want to give. I want the boy to be fine, blah, blah, blah. But I can't have him up here eating pizza and chilling and going out on dates and having mushroom, and I'm eating noodles. You know what I'm saying? We got to come and have a balance here, you know. So what happens when people – you know, kind of take advantage of your kindness, you know. And so there are times where we can give. If you got it, give it. Just be generous, loving, wonderful. And then there's times where you're helping too much. Can you believe that? There are times where we give too much and we're not actually helping the person by moving forward, okay? By us giving, by us trying to share our kindness, we're actually crippling this person from learning some of the lessons that they need to learn. And I know this comes up a lot with parents and children. Sometimes it comes up with spouses, where we have one spouse that's just over the top, just buttery, like, here, please, take everything. And then we have the other spouse that's like, thank you, and they just keep it moving. You know, they never look back. They don't give. They're not kind. They don't acknowledge the kindness, and it becomes just an overall challenge. And so I'm like, You know, we have to make sure that we're not setting ourselves up to be easy prey for somebody, and it really is prey. We have to make sure that we're not allowing, and see, when I say allowing, you know, when I say allowing, I mean we should not throw our pearls before swine. You know, I love when Omi Shayun, I asked her, how do you do it? She said, it's a gift, and it truly is. To be able to be kind without thinking, without reservation, without saying, if I'm nice to her, she'll be nice to me, and then I could get this. You know, to be able to give and say, let me work my personal agenda in here and everything. No, 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 no. just kindness, you know, just giving. It's a gift. And I would not be casual with any gifts that God has given me. There are times, you know, I don't know if you've seen these ugly Christmas sweaters. You know, the holidays are coming. So there's one winter where Solomon had quite a few of these hideous, ugly Bill Cosby-looking sweaters. And I said, please let me throw that thing away. You're never going to wear that. And he's like, no, Mom. This is a gift. My stepmom gave this to me. You can't throw it away. And I was like, oh, as ugly as it is, I will let you keep it because it was a gift. So when you look at something as a gift, then you begin to appreciate it and handle it better. I know another thing that Uncle Shayla said is, it's easy for me to be kind because people have been kind to me. Truer words have never been spoken, okay? I have had some people not just be kind to me, bless me when I had nothing, or at least it felt like a blessing. You know, it felt so intentional. It felt like God sent them down from heaven just to help me. And it could have just been someone passing by being kind. It could have been just, you know, just one of those easy peasy moments. But it hit me at a time and created such a gratitude in my heart. You see where all this is going? Do you see how all this is connected? Do you see how we're all building in this place? So what happens is someone's kind to me. It creates gratitude in me. I want to share this gratitude with others. As I share my gratitude with others, it should create a kindness in you. Then that grows into a gratitude, into a kindness that you'll share with others back and forth. And then we have a ripple effect going on in this ugly pond that we call America. It's contagious if you allow it. If you sit back right now, I promise you, there's I could fill up the rest of the time just speaking about those that have been kind to me in my times of need. You know, and I don't, you know, not saying I'm a very proud person, but I'm not going to ask for a lot of help. But even when I didn't ask, even when I didn't tell people, even when there was no way that they could have known that I was in need, I've had people be there for me. Even when there wasn't a need, okay? Even when there wasn't a need, even when I'm perfectly fine, the love and the kindness that I received created more for me to share with other people. So this is what I'm referring to. This is the power of kindness. It's a power to it. Anytime there's a power on something, that means it has to be activated, okay? That means there has to be an activation moment. You know what I'm saying? That's when you have to look back and say, okay, wait a minute, something happened. You know, power, the ability to do something or to act in a particular way, all right? It's a capacity or ability to direct or influence the behaviors of others or a course of events. Power. So if kindness has a power to it, all we have to do is activate it. All we have to do is decide, what kind of power do we want to bring into this understanding? What kind of power is that? You know, whose power are we pulling on? Because I can tell you my power comes from a higher source. Thank God, because Lord knows I'm just one person with 10 fingers and 10 toes, and I can feel all 10 of them hurting by the time I get home from work, okay? All 10 of them. So I know this is coming from a higher source. I know this is coming from a God place, because me, the human, can't do all this. The kindness that God has asked from me, okay, let's talk about that. So we have kindness where we can't let people take advantage of us. We can't let people take advantage of God's gift. If God has blessed you, you are obligated to bless other people, right? But you shouldn't be doing it in a way that is contrary to how God wants things to be treated, how God wants you to be treated. So that means if you are being kind to someone and they are not being kind back, you should probably leave them alone. I'll never forget, anybody who knows me knows, when money has gotten tight, I'll go work at Papa John's. Go pick up. I work. I sling dough. I can make a pepperoni pizza in about 19 seconds. Got this, right? And one night, about 3 o'clock in the morning, I had to get some gas. I was on my way home, smelling and feeling horrible. I'm a vegetarian who smells like pepperoni and ham. So that's not a good feeling, okay? And I'll never forget, there's a man with clean shoes on. And he asked me for some money. Like, oh, brother, I got no money. I got to get some gas. He said, can I just have the change in your change, in the change car? And I was like, you know, I'm tired. You know, you want me to go back to my car? Okay, yeah, sure. I ain't got nothing but a bunch of pennies in there. And he was like, I'll take anything, anything. I said, okay, all right. So I go pull the ashtray. That's old school, okay, y'all? Back in the day, cars had ashtrays. So I pull the ashtray with a bunch of pennies in it, maybe $2-3. And I begin to pour it in his hand. And he looked at me like I was crazy, like, oh, this chick was telling the truth. So he takes his hands that have all these pennies in it that he asked for, and he just dumps it on the ground. And says, I don't want no damn pennies. And I'm like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You can catch it today. I'm tired. I'm working. Those were my pennies that you begged for. Oh, my goodness. I said, I pray you don't need those pennies. And I had to turn and walk away. Here I am trying to be kind, tired, kind of, you know, but, hey, trying. Now, every single penny that fell on the ground, and I, for me to say, I hope you don't need those pennies. I hope this is just a bad dream for you. I hope you don't need those pennies. And to turn and walk away, that's a kindness. I don't have to worry about those pennies on the ground. I don't have to worry about, you know, God getting in or not doing it. I don't have to worry about that. I did what I'm supposed to do. That's it. See, when you are being kind, when you understand the power of kindness, you don't have to worry about how the person receives it. You don't have to worry about the person being grateful. You don't have to worry about God seeing you while you are trying to be kind. You don't have to worry about none of that. You just do the kindness. That's it. God got the rest. I don't know if that little blessing is just a bunch of pennies, just a bunch of pennies. I don't know if those pennies were even meant for him. Those pennies may be picked up by some kid the next day who needs them. It's not for me to get mad and to curse him and to call him all kinds of ungrateful, blah, 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 blah. That's not my job. Because I really don't know who the lesson is for. I don't know who God is trying to show what kindness is. I don't know the rest of the story. All I know is I played my role in it. All I know is that God asked me to be kind, and I did when I was tired, okay? So even in stories where it may look or feel like you got the short end of a stick, don't worry about that. Because you don't know the whole story. You don't know the rest of what happened, what's supposed to happen, or anything else like that. And I'm asking you and I'm begging you, just do your part. Just do your part. It wasn't for me to chase them pennies. It wasn't for me to explain to him, blah, blah, none of that. because those pennies on the ground might have been God's plan all along. I don't have to worry about the rest because I've done my part. I was kind. So that's what I'm talking about when I say the power of kindness. You know, I went to Virginia State University, yes, yay, go, all that, right? So I go and I sit in the admissions office and they call, yes, we need student Khadijah to come up front. And I jump up. He said, no, I need the student, not you. I am the student. They're like, oh, Khadijah is not a little Indian boy from India? I was like, no, Khadijah is black from Jersey. So, yeah. And he said, oh, okay. All right, well, come on, let me get you. I said, I guess I'm going to have to rearrange the dorm. So I was in this admissions counselor who accepted me thinking I was a international male student, changed my dorm, did this. I mean, he personally escorted me through the whole process. He didn't have to. His job had a beginning and an end. He could have stopped at any time. He didn't. He took me all the way through that semester, next two semesters, and when it was time for my little sister to come into school right behind me, she came in too. Went straight up there, Mr. Knight. Hey, Mr. Knight, we're ready for another one. He displayed kindness to me and my family. That, and see, when I look at other people, I can clearly define kindness. I don't need no Webster's. I don't need no dictionary. I got it. Kindness is when you do and you don't have to. Kindness is when, even if you may not want to, you still do. And you do it because you know there's a need, you know that's what God would want, and you're just going to try to make it through. Kindness is when you are paying it forward. There have been times where people be like, oh, man, this came at just the right time. Here, let me give you this. I said, don't give me anything. Don't give me anything. Because the fact that I was able to loose my hands from it was a blessing for me. Pay it forward. Find some other place to put this kindness. Find this other place to share these moments, okay? And I'm telling you, kindness is not always easy, but it's always necessary. It's always the right thing to do. You will know clearly. Like I said, sometimes when you're talking about yourself, it can be a little, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. Mm-mm. When someone's been kind to you and they didn't have to, when someone's kind of picked you up and dusted you off and they didn't have to, there's a cute meme. I go to Facebook only for the memes. And there's a cute meme that you see two women and one's like fixing her crown. Can you fix her crown without having to announce to the world that you did? That's kindness. I've seen people feed people's babies. That's kindness. So we've all had those moments and stories and stuff where we can clearly see kindness. I remember growing up a Muslim whose mother thought it was important for me to go to vacation Bible school. And I think I went to I'm like, either she has a real sick sense of humor or I'm supposed to be paying attention. But I went to probably three or four of them every single summer. And I'd have to explain how and why I'm there. And then I'd have to explain how y'all aren't reading your books and y'all aren't studying. And there's no reason I can come in and know your books and everything like that. And it's so funny. It's so funny because we did the same thing with Solomon and Talib. So, but anyway, so growing up, we go to the vacation Bible school, and we're learning. And I remember, you know, there's always a little desire to convert the Muslim. Let's convert her. And you're like, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? And so I used to always say, always, I'd like to be a Samaritan. I'd like to be a good Samaritan. And they're like, okay, well, the Samaritans only had a little footnote in the Bible, okay? You know, they didn't really play a big part. They weren't mighty warriors or anything else like that. They were Samaritans, you know? And I'm like, that, you asked what I wanted to be. That's what I wanted to be, you know? And to be a Samaritan, you know, and this is found in the book of John, but there was, the Samaritan is a city. So the Samaritans, of course, are, you know, from that city. And this woman just gave a sip of water, you know, and she did so in just an easy, gentle way. And to the point where I was like, look, that's who I want to be. I just want to be that one that is there to share a moment of kindness. And the woman, you know, she's like, hey, you're not even from here. You know what I'm saying? Why would you ask me? Why would you even speak to me? You know, and you know, Jesus goes on to say, look, hey, this isn't about me being a Jew. This is about God. This is just about God. And so from this exchange, I remember saying, I just want to be that one. I just want to be the one to offer that drink of water, to be able to do this and to be this gentle person in the middle of this, you know. And so that was always my answer. That was always my story. And even through time, as, you know, even last week there was a question, hey, you know, host of the show, what are you? You know, what kind of are you? Are you Christian? Are you this? Are you that? So even in the show last week, there was a question as to who I was and, you know, what is my understanding of God? And I'm like, my understanding is the simplest of understandings, you know. I'm spiritual. And so when you can start to be this child of God that can display kindness no matter where they go, kindness even though you may have different political understanding, political views, kindness even though you may have different socioeconomic understandings, can you be kind even when a person is not being kind to you? Remember, I just said, you know, we have to be kind no matter who's watching, even if somebody ugly is watching. I remember telling one of the young God children, remember saying, look, God is going to prepare a banquet in front of you. You are to continue as if you don't even see it. You are to continue. No matter who is there, you are to be who you are and allow your grace and your kindness to show. This has nothing to do with what these other people are seeing and feeling and thinking. So with this power of kindness, are you able to be kind in the face of anything, of everything? Are you able to see kindness as part is a character? And we are always talking about this high spiritual character. Can you have high spiritual character when no one's looking, when there is no audience, when you may not get the kudos for it? Can you be this kind person, this Samaritan, that's willing to give a drink of water to someone not even of her same nationality, not her religion, not from her tribe, but just because the water is needed? Can you be thankful for some of the lessons that God got you going through, knowing that God has been kind to you? I need you to, yeah. God is so good and patient with us, kind to us, because we've seen him burn down cities and we've seen the wrath. But every morning that you get up of your own accord, that's a kindness that he's shown you. And I've had people, you know, just recognize the kindness. Thanks for showing me a kindness. That what they're trying to say is, you know, thank you, you know, this very moment, this peace, this thing that you're giving me, that you're sharing with me, thank you for this moment, because I know and I recognize you didn't have to do it, but you did. And that's what the kindness is. Kindness doesn't keep record, okay? Trust and believe. If you're keeping record, if you got a tally, it's not a kindness, that's an obligation, and that's okay. Remember, we already said we're not passing our pearls before swine. You're not just letting Lottie and Dottie come over here and play around. You know, I'm not going to disrespect God's gift that he's given me to be in charge of, to sit around and flash in front of other people. We're not doing that. But we're talking about really, really helping people, really being there for somebody. You know, I would like to ask, why is kindness so misunderstood? You know, I want to know from somebody, why do nice guys have to finish last? Why do nice girls have to finish last? Why does kindness not get the same respect as, you know, as love, as, you know, why is kindness kind of like, I guess so. If it's convenient, I'll see about it later. And when do you know when you've gone too far? Case in point, also, I live down in Trump Town, for real. And so there's some young guys hanging by the gas station about three exits deeper in the country. I was like, ugh, talking about, hey, we ran out of gas, we need some money, blah, blah, blah. And I said, young blood, let me tell you, where are you trying to get to? Well, we're trying to get to North Carolina. I said, okay, you far away from North Carolina. Yeah, yeah, but we're going to get, people going to help us. And I said, look, if you're serious, if you're not trying to run games, you need to go about an hour, hour and a half north. Go to Macon. Go where you'll be safe. Don't be down here. You know, we not welcome down here. So let's go up north. And he's looking at, no, no, it's not that. I'm trying to, and I looked at him, and he said, yes, ma'am. I said, okay, okay. He said, thanks for the kindness. I said, you're welcome. And so something in him could see, look, I'm trying to be nice to you. I'm trying to do you a favor. You're in the wrong part of town to be looking like my child and to be in a situation. Carry yourself to safety. And he said, thanks for the kindness. I said, okay. Yeah, you really from North Carolina. And you really just began to understand that I'm trying to help you. See, that's one thing about kindness. Kindness is always going to look out for your best interest. That's what a kindness is. When people say, thank you for doing this for me, because you didn't have to. You know? And so, and as, okay, as we're getting close to 9 o'clock, 9:30, when I like to do my little sign off, when I come and do the prayer, I want to talk about children. Because our children are so blessed, because we as parents have made so much sacrifice for them, sometimes they don't have to work as hard as they like to, as they should. Okay? We need to teach our children to be kind. We need to give them opportunities to show kindness. I know, and look, family, you know, this is a family show. Press one if you'd like to speak. That's going to let you join the conversation. I would love to hear some other viewpoints on kindness. You know, one thing I think that my sister did, of all the things that she did with my nephew, to teach him kindness, she would always buy all these toys for Christmas, maybe 4 or 5. Which was a lot for us, right? So she would buy 4 or 5 toys, allow him to unwrap them all, and his job was to pick one to give away at the angel tree. So he had the privilege and pleasure of opening all the boxes and having to make a decision. And she would try to make sure that they were all just about equal. And having to make a decision which one he was going to give away. And so, and some of these gifts were real gifts. You know, she, there wasn't like an obvious booby prize. No, these were all things that he wanted. And she would have to go, they, you know, the big tree, and, you know, she'd have to leave the gift there and everything else like that. And some years he was very reluctant and everything else like that. But she said, look, you have so much. It's only right that you share with somebody else. And, you know, this is something that she has beat into this child. And I love it. I love it. That was the only thing I did like about, you know, the holidays with the family, is that it was an opportunity for her, for everyone, you know, because we have the holidays coming up. We have lots of opportunities to be kind coming up. Now, whether we're going to take them, that's the question. Whether we're going to apply them, that's the question. But every holiday, he would have to give up one of these toys, like it or not. He would also have to go with her to Hosea Feed the Hungry. And, you know, this is a local Atlanta. We're going to go and be helpful. And every single year. So before play, before movies, before anything fun, we had to go and do this community service, because that was her way of having to teach kindness. So, you know, for all of us parents, you know, I really want to say, what are we doing to teach kindness? You know, don't forget, this is undervalued right now. It's underrated. What do you mean you're giving away something? You're giving away something for free? What? No publicity? What? You know, so we have to, we're in a world now where everything's supposed to mean something, and I need all these accolades, and everybody look at me and everything else like that. We're living in that world. How do you still teach them to be kind? You know, we're cyber bullies, okay? You know, you have people that have, you know, taken drastic measures, you know, tried to hurt themselves because someone bullied them. You know, how do we, there are now laws about bullying people. There are now, you know, no bully zones in schools and stuff like that. That's how far away we have moved from kindness. That's how far away we've allowed our children to be from kindness. Even the babies don't have to be kind anymore. That's unacceptable. That is very unacceptable. So, you know, when we're thinking about ourselves, and I'm hoping it's the middle of November, okay? We're trying to get out of 2020. You know, raise your hand if you want to get out of 2020. Raise your hand if 2020 has been the ultimate of all bullies and has really tried to hold you down, and we're trying to fight for our survival, okay? So I'm hoping over the next 4 to 6 weeks that you take the time to invent the person that God intended you to be. Okay? Not who the media made you out to be, not who this one bad decision 15,000 years ago created, not the person if you were afraid, you know, you're fearful, what if I fail? Whew, what if I succeed? I don't know. Not that person. We have 4 to 6 weeks to look at us and decide what kind of people we want to be. Who did God make us to be? And I guarantee you, kindness is in there. Because without it, our fabric of humanity is going to unravel so quickly, we will have nothing left. Move past these fearful thoughts, these negative thoughts, this, you know, hiding. Let's move past that. We've got to get to the point where we can see the things that God likes clearly and not be afraid to move there. Not be afraid to do what God has asked us to do. God wants us to be brave and strong and abundant and loving and joyful and all those things. And we can't get the little stuff like kindness. I mean, what about waving to your neighbors? I work in an environment where kindness is not celebrated. Kindness is looked at as a flaw. And I said, I refuse. Yeah, I know it's a rough environment. I know this is not, you know, I know I'm not on a playground. I know that this is not ideal. But I refuse to let anyone change who God has made me to be. And that's a kind person. People have called me in the middle of all kinds of emergencies. I like, look, all I know is how to pray. Okay, let's pray. But I'm going to leave you with a word of kindness. I'm going to leave you hopefully with something to work on and to build with and to grow with. And I'm doing this from a place of kindness, a place of love, a place of concern, a place of honesty, that place. No matter who else can hear me, no matter who else is there, that's who I'm trying to be. I'm trying to be this Samaritan. I'm trying to be the one, no matter who you are. Because, see, when you start letting other people change who you are, when you start letting other people, you know, say, okay, I can be kind as long as you're kind to me. Well, then you're not really a kind person. I can be kind as long as you stroking my ego, you're not really a kind person. You know, when we start getting to the truth of the matter, when we start saying, hey, look, this is who I am, period, you'll be able to be that person at all times, in all situations, hands down. When you start doing that heavy compartmentalizing, when you start saying, I can't do this because you did that, when we start going to, then I question really how deep this kindness goes. So we have to start, when 2020 is not allowing for hidden agendas. 2020 is not allowing for, negativity masquerading as X, Y, or Z. 2020 is going to demand that you get real naked. 2020 is going to demand that you really, really evaluate yourself, your whole self, your unforgiving self, whatever. You're going to have to really get through this in order for us to move forward. So that's where we are. That's what I'm asking. You know, I don't want to give homework per se, but I would like everybody to take a minute and just think about yourself in the middle of this. Have you truly been kind? Could you be kinder? Sometimes I'm telling you, when it's dark, when the world is bitter and cold, when you ain't got yours, you know, when it seems like everybody else is coming up but you, I get it. But stop letting other people dictate who you are, because at that point, the devil has won. If someone else can manipulate you to the point where they can change your nature, the devil's already won. So I just want people, you know, as you're going back and doing your evaluation, because we need to go back and evaluate this virtuous woman. Whether you are the virtuous woman, whether you're looking for a virtuous woman, whether you need to understand what it takes to be and the sacrifices it takes to be and the work it takes to be this virtuous woman, no matter who you are, let's think about this kindness piece. Let's think about how kindness plays into this virtue, okay? Let's think about how humility plays into kindness. I don't know if you can be kindness as you're bragging. I don't think you can be kind as you are being negative. I don't think you can do the two. You know, I think you truly have to be in a, you know, moment of clarity, of pristine, of love in order to truly be kind. Because other than that, you're lying. You're manipulating. you're being jealous, your envy is showing, you know, all these things that we already know God does not want for us. God does not celebrate. So these are just, this is just something I had to say, okay? I just wanted to share how kindness has impacted me. I just want to share, you know, I wanted to continue to motivate people as kindness comes to you. As someone is being kind to you, please acknowledge it. You never know when somebody may be at that brink to where they're like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to, you know, really, you know, my sons are very mannerable, and I always express upon them to open the door for women. Every time I go through the door, they go open it up for me. Every time I go through the door, I say, look them in the eye, thank you. You would be surprised how many people won't even acknowledge that simple gesture of kindness, of allowing me to make this easy for you. I'm going to open the door. You don't know how many people won't stop their phone conversations long enough to even recognize. So now I have this young son, and he's like, I don't want to do it. I'll open your door, but why I have to open the door for the one behind you? Because they've already shown me bitterness, and I want to show them bitterness back. I'll close this door behind you. And I have to teach him that when you're being kind, the blessing may not come from that person right there. You may be showing someone else how to be mannerable. You may, you know, there's so many things that are going on. You don't really know who the lesson's for. So just you continue being you and continue being who God has instructed me to train you to be. But I understand his frustration, okay? So when someone is showing you a kindness, especially our young people, please just encourage them on their way. It takes nothing from you for you to say, look, you did a good job with this. I recognize you didn't have to, but you did. I appreciate it. Good job. Keep going. Those little bit of words right there can help to inspire them, can help put them on the right path. You don't know what our words can do. So when we see this power, this strength, encourage it in other people. It's amazing. Because a little encouragement goes so long with them. But that other stuff, the bitterness, the neglect, the all that, no. It goes just as long too, unfortunately. Unfortunately. I have a caller that would like to speak. Since we are winding down, that's a perfect way to get ready to end the show. Greetings, welcome to the show.
Hey, greetings.
Greetings, greetings, Brother Ibrahim. How's your world spinning?
It's spinning. It's good.
Awesome.
It's definitely
okay.
That. I think, hey, great show. I've been listening in here. Let me step out for a moment, man. I got a little noise. Okay, yeah. So I've been listening in. Great show. It's definitely a great show. So I like to throw my little contributions and add my little add to it. And
please.
When we talk about kindness, in fact, I have an emergency. I'm sorry I have to jump off so quick, but let me handle this business. I'm sorry.
Get your...
Okay, we're going to let him handle this. But talking about the power of kindness, continue to encourage our young, continue to help them grow, okay? Let me see. Oh, I see a little one here. Let's see here. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings.
Greetings.
Greetings, Mama Seven.
Hey, this is my baby elephant. How you doing?
Yes, this is she, and I am great. I'm awesome.
Awesome.
The show is pretty good. Like, it's just, it's something that I have to say. I think
the problem with kindness sometimes happens when we don't know how to be kind to ourselves. And
ooh,
as a person that has been going through shadow work and facing myself and facing things and understanding some of my habits, I had to learn how to be kind to myself. It's pretty different because it's like we can be kind to other people, but when it comes to self love, it's like it's different. And I didn't understand why I was struggling with that, you know what I'm saying? And being kind to myself in the process, because I remember when I first, you know, came to a Wonderful Approach, and I was like, okay, God, you know, I'm surrendering. Here's my white flag. I'm just done with it. I was always reminded by you and my big sister auntie how it's okay to be patient with myself in the process and being kind to myself and understanding that I'm one day better than I was the day before. And
mm-hmm.
being kind to others, sometimes we're harsh to others because that reflects our insecurities and that reflects how
yep.
we truly feel about ourselves. So I think a lot of self-work comes with being kind to others because we really don't know how to display that sometimes because we don't even know how to show it to ourselves in our own spirit. So that's why I created my self-love shrine, because I had to learn how to be kind to myself and be gentle with her because my spirit has already, I've been through a lot and my spirit's been through a lot. So instead of doing what I usually do, which it was called to my attention, you know, just being a victim, I don't have to necessarily be a victim about things. You know, just be kind to myself in the process and understand that my past is a part of my testimony. So now I'm in the stage of, okay, it's okay. Like, it's okay. I'm not going to get there overnight. And learning never stops. I love it over here because I'm always reminded that learning never stops. When I see,
amen.
You know, my elders, when I see them, even you, when I see you all facing yourselves, and that helps me because it shows me that even when I get to another step or when I go to this next process, I still have things to work on. So I'm learning how to be kind with myself because it's just like my locks, my hair. We have locks in our hair. It didn't just grow overnight. It had to lock. It had to get through that funny stage. It had to look crazy. It had to look everywhere else before it finally took form and took off with the growth. So that's equivalent
that's right.
to our learning and the way we treat ourselves. So I just had to put that out there because being kind to ourselves is very important in being virtuous because we are God's creation. And if we're not kind to what God created, then what are we really doing?
Amen.
So that's how,
amen.
That's really my 15 cents for this wonderful show, you know.
Uh-huh. True. I think that might be a whole dollar, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I forget that there are people that are not nice to each other. They're not nice to themselves. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
why would you not be nice to yourself? You are beautiful as God created you. And so why can you not see that and appreciate that? So I forget that, you know. And so thank you, because what that does, what those words do, is they allow me to take my gentleness, because I'm not a gentle person. I'm like old school, what they call heavy-handed, okay? So it allows
mm-hmm.
me to try to be even more gentle, understanding that this may be truly a foreign idea and concept for you. So
mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, let me do that. So thank you, Baby Elephant, for calling in and sharing that wisdom. You know, let me tell you how wise those elephants are. You know, let me tell you, you know, the beautiful destiny that you have coming up on you. So, you know, keep your kindness strong, because there are already those that are looking and mimicking and trying to be like and show that. So, you know, let me encourage you, as you are very open and honest about understanding kindness from your perspective. So I really do appreciate that.
Thank you, Mama Seven. That's awesome. Thank
you.
I love you. Thank you.
I love you too. Peace. Yay, yay. How awesome. And then we got a caller here. I know what she's going to say. Huh. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Peace, Alafia. How are you, Mama Seven?
Alafia. I am well. And yourself?
I am doing well. I'm doing well.
Good,
thank you very
good.
Much.
Yes. Did you hear that baby elephant talking about kindness?
I just checked. I was like, ooh, look at my baby elephant. Like,
okay. Yeah. How wonderful. I was like, oh.
Okay.
Oh, that was, your wisdom showing, baby. Your wisdom showing. There you go.
Yes.
How
you love
awesome.
It. Go ahead and you add. Yes. You go ahead and pour a little bit of water on there, and the sun comes, and you watch it grow. You're like, I love you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
I'm
Amen.
So proud of her. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Kindness. Mhm.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mhm.
Yeah.
We have to do it. We have to.
We have to. You know, and it's so crazy because when you're kind, like she said, to yourself, you learn how to be kind to others. So I had an incident where, you know, you have people that's on the side of the road and, you know, they're asking for money. They have their signs. And one day I happened to, you know, I saw a brother and he was standing there and he showed me a sign. And I looked at him and I smiled and I was just like, you know, how you doing today? I said, I don't have anything. And he was like, okay. And he was like, you know what? He was like, it's fine that you don't have anything. He was like, just the fact that you looked at me and you smiled and you were kind to me, he was like, that means more than anything. He was like, people don't even make eye contact with me sometimes. Excuse me. And I feel like I'm less than because, you know, they don't even make eye contact, you know. And a lot of times I can understand why they don't, because, like, if I don't make eye contact, then they think I don't need anything, you know. But sometimes the only thing a person needs is a smile. You know, sometimes all they need is a kind word. Sometimes all they need is for you to say, it's okay, or good morning, or you know what, you got this. You know what I'm saying? Or we can do this together. You know, kindness goes a long, long way. And kindness should not be mistaken for weakness. You know, kindness should not be, because, you know, the old saying, don't take my kindness for a weakness. You know, don't think because...
It's almost a warning. You know, it's almost a warning when they say it. You know what I'm saying? That means you've gone too far. You're going too far.
You're going too far. You're getting ready to hit those boundaries. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're going way too far. So, you know, being kind to a person, you know, opens the way for it opens a way for love. It's like, you know, the prerequisite to other things coming your way. You know, that forgiveness part that we work on, you know, is, like we say, is not for the other person. It's not for the other person.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with kindness. You know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily for the other person, but you're doing it for yourself, for the other person, you know, for you. You're doing it for the other person, for yourself, in other words. You know, you do, like you said, teaching the boys how to open that door. Guess what?
Yeah.
The person behind you may not recognize you, but that person that was standing behind that person, that little child standing in the corner that was eating ice cream that you walked by and you was not paying any attention to, that you didn't even see, was watching you.
Yes.
And they saw what you did. You know, like, oh, that's what they're supposed to do. We never know who's watching us. You know, those small acts of kindness, like the other day, and I have to tell this, and I'm not going to use up your show. It was amazing. So I had just came off my fast. I was so excited. I was like, woo, I can have breakfast while the sun is up. And so I'm like, okay, the sun's up. I'm going to McDonald's, and I'm going to get me a cup of coffee, and I'm going to order me a muffin, right, because I got these muffins now. So I get up there. And I order my food. I'm so excited. I get to the window, and the lady's like, oh, that person in the car paid for your meal for you. I said, what?
Okay.
She was like, yeah, they already paid for your meal for you. I had this big old cheese. I was like, oh, That's what that feels like. I was like, okay, thank you. And I was just so happy. Yes. Now, I've done it to people before. I've paid for people's coffee. I've given things to people. But at that moment, that one act of kindness, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And guess what? I only had $3 in my pocket. That person didn't know that.
Right.
Only had $3. I left my wallet at home that day. I had $3 in my pocket. And somebody paid for my meal. That one act of kindness saved me some money. But they don't know that. They just did it.
They just
did. And it was so amazing. And if we can do that, it's like it reciprocates. It reciprocates.
Yeah.
We get it, we give it back. And you know what I did with my $3? I have this lady at my job who always come around and ask for money. I gave her the $3.
Okay.
I was like, here you go. You know what I'm saying?
And the way God works, that may have been the intention the entire time. See, this is what I'm trying to explain to people. We don't know God's master plan. His whole plan may have been about that woman at work.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to get to that, he had to get to you. He had to get to this other person in order to create that ripple effect. So this woman who is obviously going through something could have it.
Yep.
We don't know.
Yep.
We just do.
We don't
just
know.
Do.
Just do. That's why I've had people like, you smile all the time. I was like, I sure do, because my smile is infectious. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And then my laugh
makes
other people laugh. And the more people laugh, then it burns off calories. How about that? You know what I'm saying? You ain't thinking about all the bad stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not those laugh that you wipe your nose laugh. Those laughs.
Okay.
You know? So we continue to be kind to each other. And like Baby Ellison said, when she was talking, I was like, I have to be kinder to myself and my journey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing. You know, I mean, love is kind and it's gentle.
Yeah. Love is patient and kind. That's right.
Love is patient and kind.
That's all I know about love. I don't know what it smells like. I don't know what season it comes in. All I know is that love is patient and kind. You know, and I had to look up what the word patience meant and realize I was doing that wrong. I said,
I was doing that wrong, right?
sorry. Sorry, I'm going to work on that. I'm going to work on that.
No. kindness,
absolutely.
That's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing and sharing the example, because let me tell you, even with Talib in the door, I have had men come to Talib, shake his hand, good job on that door, young man. And I'm sitting here like, he's just holding the door, but they're doing their job. They are continuing the cycle. They're like, I want to encourage this young person to continue going. And so there's always someone looking. Thank you for helping to remind us about that. There's always someone looking. There's always someone who needs to see this. You never know who you are impacting. Just do the job. Just continue to impact them. Continue to be who you say you're going to be. And that's all we have to do. God does the rest. I'm telling you, this life is really easy, y'all. All we have to do, a mustard seed, that's all we're obligated for. God does the rest. So, amen. I want to thank all the callers that called in, that shared their power of kindness, those that, you know, hey, look, this is where I've been, this is what I've seen, this is what I've done. I appreciate it. I appreciate even more those that have the kindness without needing all of the extra. Don't worry, the extra's coming. Don't look for it. Don't have to count on it. Trust me, it's coming. There's not enough words or time to explain the blessings that God has had for me. and my only requirement was to be who he created me to be, which is loving and kind. Those are almost the same word when you put them together. So I'm like, well, I can do that. Blessings upon blessings I didn't know about. Those are my favorites. Blessings I didn't even know about. So as we're getting ready to wind down the day, we're about to put God into our scenario, because we know, we've been doing this long enough, we know when we add God into our formula, then we have elevated our topic, we've elevated ourselves, we've given those who may not have prayer as a regular part of their life the opportunity to hear prayer, to share in it. We've given the opportunity for this one prayer. And I wouldn't even call myself a prayer warrior, okay? There are others that's a job. You can see it, you can feel it, all that good stuff. But it gives this prayer the opportunity to resonate hundreds of times when people listen back to the show. So I take this moment of prayer very, very seriously. And I hope that everyone else does too. You know, and not just here Wednesday once a week. Allow your prayer to resonate in your house. You know, say a prayer out loud so that, you know, you can hear it. Every energy in your house can hear it. Say it, your prayers out loud in your home so your children can hear it. You know, no, don't let no corner miss the opportunity to hear God's name elevated and praised, okay? So when we're talking about the power of, we got to talk about the power of prayer, because the power of prayer, that's the seal to everything. When prayers have been made before, during, and after, that's the seal that God has been here and God has touched this, and it becomes a blessed event. So, you know, this prayer portion is very important, is my favorite part, because, you know, like I say, I wouldn't call myself a prayer warrior. I would just call myself someone who loves God. I would call myself someone who believes in God, truly, and believes in God's worthiness and his love and his accolades, and believing that I was created in his likeness, which makes it her. But all of this, I believe in. So, you know, this is why we do the prayer. This is why it's important. This is why, if you haven't had a chance to spend researching prayer, you need to call, text, Facebook message the Wonderful Approach Facebook, whatever you need to do. I have a cute little prayer book. This is how we have to bring in 2021. So let's get this prayer going, and let's get the prayer going in your house, the prayers in the homes, so that we can build and grow from there, okay? Don't get me on my soapbox, okay? Father, Mother, God, we come before you humbly. We come before you full of love, full of kindness, full of patience. We come before you in efforts to elevate our understanding of you, therefore elevating ourselves in the process. We come to change our knowledge into wisdom. We come bearing ourselves bare in efforts to get to know you better, closer. We desire a closer relationship with you, God. So we're willing to remove ego. We're willing to remove jealousy. We're willing to remove fear, shame. We're going to take off all of these constrict that the world has put on us, and we're going to be one with you, one in purity, one in faith, one in trust, one in wholeness. We want to be one with you, God. We want to be under your umbrella, under your protection, under your love, because we know with you, all things are good, all things are blessed. All things are possible. I need people to understand I believe in miracles because I've seen them. I need people to understand I believe in God because I've seen the workings. I've seen the evidence of such. I've seen God take that mountain and drop it down to a molehill. So I worry not about mountains. Come in and quiet the storm that I thought was going to take me out. So I don't question the storm. I don't question how long it's going to be because I know that God got me. I know that God can make this end at any time. So I put all trust, all faith in him. I trust in God's divine messenger, his angels, the Orisha, the Loa. Those are ancestors, those that love us and protect us, that want only the best for us. We ask that you guide us, order our footsteps. Show us the way when we don't know. When it is dark, when it is unclear, when the hurt is too deep, when the pains won't let us go any further, when the jealousy's got a grip on us, when we get lost in our own minds, God, we ask that you shine that light so that we can come freely to you. No burdens to you, God. We need to release all of these burdens. We have to come with a clear heart, God. Please remove the bitterness that this world tried to put in the heart. Please remove all of this low self-esteem that the world tried to put in our heart, God. I know that all these things are possible. I have full faith and trust in you, God. God, I trust you with myself. I trust you with my heart. I trust you with my children. I trust you with all that I have. Because I know all that I have that is good and is blessed comes from you. You are the source. So as we go forward, God, please allow us to move forward in your grace, in your protection, with your approval, God. Let us not move hastily. Let us not move in ways that are unpleasing to you. Let us not be deceived by those that would intentionally mislead the lambs of God. Please work with us, God. Close our ears to those things that we do not need to hear. Close our ears to those things that do not serve us. Close our ears to the things that are not of you, God, because our whole life is spent in search of you, God. We're searching you. We're begging for you. We're crawling for you. This is our life, God. So we come before you humbly, asking for the protections that you offer, willing to be in accord with your words. We're ready. We're here. We are on one accord. We have said amen. We have heard your word. So we ask only to be guided because we promise to come willingly. We are already here. God, I thank you for your patience in my life directly because it's been a journey. God, I thank you for the love that you have shown me via example of just a small piece of who you are. I ask that my light shine as an example and that the transparency shows the way that you, God, want us to live. God, this time is too short. Our life is too short. I ask that these things come about. I ask that you abundantly bless those that are ready. I ask for those that are not ready that you give us that patience so that we can mind ourselves as we prepare to wait to do your work, God. That is why we are here. In your name, amen.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.